Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Obviously, everyone is talking about the school board shooting with Clay Duke, the 56-year-old gunman who opened fire on school board members in protest against his wife being fired and his unemployment benefits running out. And, of course, we have the footage of the security guard shooting him after he was randomly shooting at the school board and missing all eight shots that he fired. Then the security guard is able to shoot him, and Mr. Duke then turns his gun on himself. We're not going to show you the snuff film part of it if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, but it is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That is video links to footage that does not have him going ahead and shooting himself in the head. But up until that point, what an incredible story, because it's got so many different angles to it. You have the school board female member coming up behind him with a big baggy purse, like something out of a pillow fight, but she had amazing courage, and hitting him on the back of the head. You've got the school board superintendent very calmly trying to talk the guy out of it. You've got the dynamic of someone being armed, stopping him. You've got the dynamic of why is it almost always government employees or the husbands or wives of them, you know, the classic cliche of going postal, that go out and do things like this. And what's going to happen as people lose their jobs and as the country goes bankrupt? What did Gerald Celente say yesterday? He said that when people lose everything, they lose it. And he said it's going to be off with their heads. It's going to be off with their heads in 2011. He's been saying that for the last year. What did they chant in London? Attacking the car of the Prince of Wales and his wife, the Duchess of Cornwall or whatever it is. I mean, this is incredible. And I want to walk through the psychology and the sociology and really the anthropology of what happens when societies begin to shut down and go into serious depressions. Crime exploded. There were a lot of problems back in the 1920s during the Great Depression, into the 1930s, 1929 through 1940. But if you look at the social makeup of society, if you look at the fact that people on average are not self-sufficient, most of us are in some way or another decadent, compared to our ancestors, just because they were living closer to the land, closer to reality. This is an explosive situation that we are facing. And so I'm going to be walking through all of it today. But the security guard, Mike Jones, went in and shot the guy. Thank God he had firearm training. Thank God that this mainline liberal, Mr. Clay Duke, did not know how to shoot or didn't want to follow through with it. A lot of soldiers they found up until World War II and after, up close, couldn't shoot other soldiers in a battle. They would purposefully miss. That's why they did instinctive shooting with paper targets and then video games in the 80s and 90s, to where now over 90% of troops will sit there and blow people's brains out at point-blank range if they're ordered to, because they've been trained to instinctively shoot. Someone who's not been trained to be a killer has a lot of trouble, unless you're basically protecting yourself. Then a lot of people don't have trouble. So that could also be the psychology. But he was a big supporter and big fan on his website of Media Matters, who's always trying to imply that I'm calling for violence, that I want violence, when it's the complete opposite. So George Soros funded Media Matters. This guy, reportedly, Paul Watson has an article about it at PrisonPlanet.com. It's also up on Infowars.com. When Americans lose everything, they start to lose it. That's the article. We're going to play the video and the audio coming up in the next segment. We've got Lindsey Williams, his Mr. X, oil company executive. He can fully reveal his name now and also tell you the intel he wasn't allowed to talk about previously, because Mr. X has officially died of cancer. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When people lose everything, they lose it. Well, that wasn't really the case during the decade-long engineered Great Depression, upwards of 90% of the population, and I know I hammer this point home a lot, was rural and was somewhat self-sufficient or completely self-sufficient. They knew how to skin a buck, run a trot line, how to grow corn, how to grow wheat, how to grow vegetables in the backyard. They knew how to hunt squirrels and white-tailed deer and elk. They knew how to eat possums. And let me tell you something. Where my family's from on my dad's side in East Texas, all those old World War II vets that I went deer hunting with every year that hunted on our property, they're all dead now, great guys. So actually, I think one of them's still alive. They would tell stories about the Great Depression and how there were almost no deer left, no squirrels left, no rabbits left, hardly any quail or dove, and people were hunting out of season 24/7 because that was their grocery store. That was their grocery store. People make fun of, oh, those hillbillies, they'll eat a possum. They'll eat a raccoon. They'll eat an armadillo. Well, that's because they had food on the table every night. Major universities have estimated that 7 million people died of starvation or from illnesses relating to their malnutrition during the decade-long Great Depression. That's what, 700,000 people or so every year dying of starvation-related illnesses during that decade-long depression. And that's with a population that 90% of them lived in rural areas. Now, today the numbers are exactly reversed. Right at 90% are urban. Of the 10% that live in rural areas, only half of them are self-sufficient. 5% versus 90% of this country is self-sufficient. I've got a couple years' store of food. I've talked about on the radio. If society collapses, the government's going to come confiscate that. But at least I'm trying. At least I try to have a garden. The issue is the globalists have done this to Argentina, to Brazil. They've done it to hundreds and hundreds of other countries in Africa, Asia, Eastern Europe. Don't think for a minute they won't pull this on us to consolidate power and to train us how to submit to them. Now, what did Gerald Celente say here yesterday? He said, this is going to be the year of off with their heads. And it's going to be the year of when people lose everything, they lose it. Now, most of these videos and audio we're about to play have profanity. We've cut most of it out. There's some mild, you know, stuff, but this is news. This is happening. And if you're watching it on, you know, PrisonPlanet.tv and don't want to see somebody getting shot, then turn away. But you notice people don't get upset by all the violence on TV that's simulated, but when they see real stuff, it's upsetting. And it should be upsetting. But the issue here is there's a lot of different facets to this. But you've got the school board lady coming up behind him with her bag, hitting him in the back of the head. First he goes up and sprays V for Vendetta on the wall, which is kind of a liberal-style revolution movie. Mainly about, I guess, rebellion of gay people against oppression or whatever. But and it's a surveillance state. And the Wachowski brothers who made The Matrix basically put it out. So he sprays V for Vendetta. Are they going to call to ban the movie V for Vendetta because this guy was touched by it? You see, there's real tyranny going on, real oppression. But this poor guy wasn't given real avenues to take his country back. He was a big fan of Media Matters and George Soros. He's a liberal, basically. But you better believe the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL right now, have got his computer. And if he ever visited Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, they're going to say it's my fault. Even though Paul Watson's gone to his websites and blogs and where the guy posted. And he appears to be a liberal. And I'm not saying liberals, you know, are inherently evil or they deserve to have their speech shut down. It's just, you know, there's going to be this angle, this push. And as there's more people going postal, and his wife worked for the government, worked for the school district, and he'd been kicked off his government unemployment insurance. And again, I'm against socialism and dependency because it causes things like this where people don't know how to skin a buck or run a trot line. But at least that stimulus money at least goes back to the people and they go out and buy things. That's better than tens of trillions going offshore to shadowy banks. So this is a very, very sophisticated issue. But then you've got the point of a woman charging in. We see this so often. Old ladies are, you know, fighting off attackers with umbrellas or with their cane. Here comes the old lady. Looks like she's about 69, 70, 71 years old. She comes up and hits him with a big old Coach bag that probably felt like a, you know, pillow fight when you were 8 years old. And he just turns around and knocks her to the ground. He looks like he weighs about 350 pounds. He's a big guy. And you know, the issue is that woman should have had a revolver in her purse and she should have walked up and shot him in the back. Now, I'm not a macho guy. I'm not waving guns around. But I do, and I have on air, showed people the fact that if somebody came in here and started shooting, there are multiple people with concealed carries. I don't have a concealed carry. It's my office, my operation. I've got a .357 Magnum with 7 shots in it right here. Sure, I could have a gun with 40 rounds in it, but I like the safety of a revolver that under stress, it's easy to use, doesn't jam compared to other type firearms. I've got a reliable firearm right here. And if somebody ever tries something like that, I will just cold-bloodedly get up against the side of the wall, wait for them to come along, and I will shoot them in the back. I won't macho stand out like a gunslinger. I will maybe get on the floor and wait for them. And I'm going to shoot them. You come to my house, I'm going to shoot you. Try to break in my house, you're dead. Okay, and more guns, less crime is the answer. We're an armed society. We've got a bunch of spoiled brats in this country who don't know how to take care of themselves and who are flipping out and who expect everything for free. You saw what happened on Black Friday a few weeks ago with people stampeding each other, going crazy, fighting over discounts because there was no sales tax that day. This country, and myself included to a certain extent, it's all by degrees, is extremely decadent and slovenly. And it's a time bomb. But the military's done actuaries and societal studies on it. So has Homeland Security. They know full well. As things break down, the police, just like in Katrina or just like in the L.A. riots or any other big event, they're going to sit down the road. The firemen who are the heroes are going to come in and get shot at by the scum. And then the police are going to come and try to arrest Korean shopkeepers, it doesn't matter, who try to protect their property. But a big crowd comes down the road wanting to burn down my neighborhood, I'm going to go out and shoot them all. I mean, it's real simple. You start coming towards my family, where my wife and kids are at, with torches, and you're setting stuff on fire, I'm going to get in a prone position with a tripod, a 308 rifle, with a backpack full of 30-round magazines, and I'm going to take you out. You see, that's the answer here. I'm not looking for a fight. But I'm here to tell people, every one of those people on that school board should have had a gun and not been victims. Okay? And the minute that guy pulled a gun out and was pointing it at somebody else, you just calmly reach up and calmly squeeze the trigger. That's the secret. Just like you're shooting ducks in a barrel. And so you shouldn't have to have a woman run up behind him heroically or as the heroine and hit the guy in the back of the head. So there's that facet. I want to go ahead and play the video of the woman, and this is all up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, when Americans lose everything, they start to lose it. And I want to show this video of him spraying V for Vendetta. It's only about a minute long, and then we'll show you some different videos from different angles for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For radio listeners, it's all up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. But I haven't gone through one-tenth of the different facets of this really Rosetta Stone to see in a microcosm what's happening in society across the board. Here it is.
Everybody in this room, assholes behind that counter, hit the road. Leave.
You may leave, you may leave.
Dean, he told you.
Women can leave. Six men stay. Everyone else leaves.
Talk. He's talking. John, go ahead.
You're what? School board didn't have
anything. Boom!
No, Ginger. No.
She looks like about 60, actually, now that I look at her.
Ginger. Please, just talk to us. If I can help you get your wife a job somewhere else, I'll be glad to.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yes, sir. No, you're not.
What did she do? I mean, because I really don't know who you're talking about. To be very honest with you, I have no idea who you're talking about.
She was fired.
I believe that you said that. But what did she do? If you're gonna kill yourself or kill us or whatever, at least let us know what's going on. Because I'll be very honest with you. I swear I don't know who your wife is or what she did. I don't. I don't want to die like anybody else does it.
Mr. Hussfeld signed the papers, I'm sure, but he doesn't know her. What's the situation?
I'm just asking you, what did she do? Was she a teacher? Was she a paraprofessional? Did she work in the classroom? Did she work in the cafeteria? Was she a bus driver? I don't know.
Hey, I will go with you. I will stand up with you to get your wife a job, whatever it takes. Hey, these other four guys...
Wait, listen. I'm the one that signed the paper, right? Okay. I don't remember, and I don't know who she is. But let them go. I'm the one that did it.
Wow, what a real man.
They don't sign the papers. I'm the only one that signs them. Will you let them go? I don't want anybody to get hurt. And I've got a feeling that what you want is the cops come in and kill you because you're mad. Because you said you're going to die today. But why? This isn't worth it.
All right.
This is a problem. Please don't. Please don't. Please.
Oh.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. This gets sicker and sicker by the minute. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633. Or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
And searches and so have other news sites on this guy. He was on liberal sites, conservative sites. Thank heavens it hasn't come out. He was on my sites yet, but InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are huge. But this is this guilt by association. Are they going to blame V for Vendetta and the Wachowski brothers film for him spraying a V on the wall, which is just his archetypal image of rebellion? If he would have sprayed a Revolutionary War flag on the wall, would they have blamed America for it? No, these are angry, desperate people. And here's the article. When Americans lose everything, they start to lose it. Falling down, gunman opens fire on school board over economic woes. As Gerald Celente has often warned, when Americans lose everything, they start to lose it. And nowhere was this more apparent than in the case of Clay Duke, a 56-year-old gunman who opened fire on a school board members in protest against his wife being fired and his unemployment benefits running out. Duke spray-painted Viva Vendetta sign on the wall before brandishing a gun and telling everyone apart from the school board members to leave the room. Watch what happened next in the video below. The response is to the tragic series of events from both the establishment left and the establishment right will undoubtedly be to try and portray Duke as a nutcase conspiracy theorist whose views are an example of why free speech on the Internet needs to be curtailed, despite the fact that both on his Facebook page and another website he recommended, Duke promoted websites from across the political spectrum, including Media Matters, who are usually the first to exploit tragic events like those to sling mud and their political adversaries. And I've called Watson up. He says he saw some of those. He's going to link to those and to some of the other scans. And I've got some of the reported comments by this guy. It looks more like he was against the entire system, like most Americans are. It's come out today. Congress has the lowest approval rating ever reported by Gallup poll. They want to divide us into Republicans and Democrats. Limbaugh divides us into Republicans, Media Matters, and others into Democrats, and have us fight with each other when it's the ruling class robbing the daylights out of us. And I want to point out, I'm against violence, but this guy was going after the wrong target. A school board? And I got to hand it to one of the school board members, you know, saying, well, I'm the one that did it. Let the others go. I mean, that's the way to do it. I mean, just really, you know, good people, it appears. And that's what we're made up of in this country. We're just compartmentalized to where most people don't see the big picture of what's going on. Continues here, the fact that no one was injured and that Duke ultimately claimed his own life after he'd been shot, he shot himself, has contributed to him becoming a martyr in the Michael Douglas falling down mold. Yeah, shouldn't be a martyr. Rather than being considered a deranged lunatic. And Facebook pages in his honor are already attracting members. Duke was stopped when shots from a security guard named Mike Jones wounded him before he took his own life. Despite the fact that it was a gun that stopped the rampage, Time magazine and others are already blaming the tragedy on the Second Amendment. No, it was a deranged mind, and it was the Second Amendment that stopped him. In a de facto online suicide note posted on Facebook, Duke railed against the financial terrorist that prompted him to take such a drastic course of action. I was just born poor in a country where the wealthy manipulate, use, abuse, and economically enslave 90% of the population. Rich Republicans, rich Democrats, same, same, rich. They take turns fleecing us. No, there's a tiny banking elite that's very corrupt. And the military-industrial complex that manipulate the society. It's not the guy down the street that owns a restaurant, buddy, that's your enemy. Rich Republicans, rich Democrats, same, same, rich. They take turns fleecing us. Our few dollars pyramiding the wealth for themselves, he wrote. The 95% of the U.S. of A are neo-slaves of the global South. See, that's kind of a liberal thing there. Our masters, the wealthy, do as they like to us. And it just goes on from there. This goes far deeper than someone violently acting upon political grievances. Duke's actions were solely guided by his economic woes, the fact that his wife had lost her job, that the unemployment benefits had run out, and that the future offered no hope whatsoever. No, he'd be homeless. This is a future that millions more Americans will have to face in the coming years as the unemployment rate, which is really around 20% level, continues to accelerate. As we warned back in June, we are in the early stages of a new Age of Rage, wrote an article about it, which will be characterized by riots, revolutions, and widespread backlash against the economic holocaust that has been unleashed by the global elite by design. Unfortunately, there will be many more Clay Dukes over the coming years. There will be more Americans who lose everything and decide that the best way is to simply lose it all together. Well done, Watson, on that article. But we're, again, I mean, it's clear. I've got more quotes here from him. He quotes Warren Buffett, who was a few weeks ago on This Week on ABC, sicking people on the rich, saying, you know, tax every, you know, tax people making $100,000 a year, saying they're the rich, because he's at the very top of the pyramid and uses government to transfer your wealth. We're going to come back with more of his quote.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Front lines of the information war.
It's Alex Jones.
By the way, Paul Watson is beefing up, adding more intel to his article, When Americans Lose Everything, They Start to Lose It. We've confirmed on his Facebook and other sites that his favorite websites were Media Matters and other mainstream news, but also We Are Change, which, of course, I helped spawn with Luke Radowski, that is all about be the change you want to see in the world, nonviolent. And on the front page, there's a giant image of Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King. And, you know, Media Matters has been so wicked towards us and tried to claim that we're calling for violence that they'll probably just excise out We Are Change and won't even care and just ignore that they're listed as well. Just outrageous. Very, very outrageous. So I clearly this was a freaked out, upset guy who was just at the end of his road. And I want to explain this psychological profile for you right now, because I discovered this doing research over the last 15 years. There was a 2020 special about it in 1991. Within 1 year, in 1989 of public schools, including Littleton, Colorado, implementing what is called death education and suicide prevention. They teach the kids how you die. You get in a simulated coffin. It's very bizarre. It's mind control. It's meant to make them depressed. And that's come out with the big drug makers. They actually put this in the name of making kids not commit suicide, but they know then that it introduces to the children the idea of committing suicide. And they've had just countless cases where particularly 11, 12, 13-year-old girls will hear about this, and they'll teach them, oh, did you know little girls hang themselves with shoelaces or belts? And they'll go into the public school bathroom and hang themselves on the coat hanger point that's on the inside of the stall. And you can search this and pull it up. School districts nationwide in the last 5-6 years have pulled out the coat hanger areas inside the stalls because people were killing themselves, mainly little girls. Then once the little girls say they're depressed because it's been introduced to them that they should be depressed, that it's a big, you know, big drama queen thing, then it's trendy for mommy and daddy to put them on Prozac or one of those other variants of serotonin reuptake inhibitors. But it's trendy to put little Johnny on the amphetamine class drugs, like, of course, Ritalin, Adderall, and others that cause the heart to swell, the brain to shrink. They retard growth. They cause brain damage. And parents just sadly go, well, the school said so. And, boy, my daughter or son's a lot better now. Yeah, because they're burnt out. You were giving them Coke. You were giving them sweets. They were having sugar crashes. They had bad nutrition. And so you just burned their brain out. I'm sorry if you don't want to hear this. This is a fact. I've talked to medical doctors, nutritionists, you name it. They've done major studies where getting real nutrition and not drinking fluoridated water and not drinking processed, you know, sugar drinks that are in vending machines all over the schools, or chocolate milk like we had in school. I remember always like an hour after lunch, I got a headache and feel groggy because I was going and eating pizzas, 2 chocolate milks. I like salad, so I'd go ahead and eat a salad too, but boy, I love that school food. You know, the mashed potatoes, the chicken fried steaks. I was in there getting double helpings. It's unhealthy. But again, I'm just trying to cover the whole spectrum of this. They introduced the idea of how to commit suicide. So now, since they introduced death education in the late 80s, and it's gone nationwide since then, you look at the charts for teenage suicide, it's just going straight up. And it's the same thing with the media advertising and hyping people going postal in the 80s. It was always military veterans, in almost every case, who had lost their governors to not want to shoot and kill people. Most of them had been in combat. They'd shot and killed people. That's how they deal with stress. They've been trained to be killers. I'm not saying they're bad people. And then they go in to work at the government building, mainly the post office. It's a stressful job. They got some boss bossing them around, makes them angry. They don't go commit suicide. Or they don't go sell their house and, or, you know, go move in with family or go, you know, travel the country or whatever, as they should. Just enjoy life, even if they become homeless. They go in and they shoot their boss, and they shoot a couple other coworkers. The media hypes it up. They play it up. They constantly put that idea out there. They have all these drills for mass shooters all over the place, introducing the idea, and then it begins to happen. So there's also that facet to all of this, but I wanted to get in to some more of the points that I made dealing with this. When Americans lose everything, they start to lose it. And I wrote some notes here. Number one, Mike Jones, the security guard, did his job. He's a hero. He went in there, fired one time, and shot Mr. Duke. Mr. Duke fell to the ground, realized what was happening, that he was about to go to prison for life, and killed himself, showing what a desperate person he was. We don't know if Duke, again, didn't want to kill people and so was aiming above them or beside them, which is common if you're not a trained killer, who's been, you know, trained to instinctively kill and not think, like the police are with instinctive shooting and the military. We have the whole issue of the Second Amendment stopped this guy, And I've made the point, you come in my house, my business, my car, there was some nut shooting people next door. I'd go out there and deal with them. Because that's how we respond to this. You don't respond by disarming or trying to disarm people because a nut's always going to be able to get a gun. A nut could walk up and hit a cop on the head with a baseball bat and take their gun away from him. Then the nanny state's answer is RFID and all the guns. And then they want to ban steak knives in England because people are stabbing people. No, it's the human mind that's the issue, not the car that can be used as a weapon or the aeroplane. It's the human mind. It's the individual. Again, I make the point that I am totally against what happened here. This is horrible. They will use this to clamp down on everybody. This is not the response we need. But if he's going to go after the government, why the school board? Well, they fired his wife. You know, they're laying people off for whatever reason. So that's why he went there. But if he's writing in his Facebook blogs and other places, my testament, some people, the government-sponsored media, which it is, will say I was an evil monster. No, I was just born poor in a country where the wealthy manipulate, use, abuse, and economically enslave 95% of the population. Rich Republicans, rich Democrats, same, same, rich. They take turns fleecing us, our few dollars, pyramiding the wealth for themselves, the 95% of us in the U.S. of A., are the neo-slaves of the global South, our masters. The wealthy do as they like to us. And then he quotes Warren Buffett, who skillfully plays class warfare. The very top of the pyramid, a guy worth hundreds of billions of dollars. He claims it's 40-something billion. He puts his billions into tax-free operations and tells you it's philanthropy, something the Rockefellers invented. Philanthropy is not charity. Totally different. And it continues. There's class warfare, all right, but it's my class, the rich class, that's making war, and we're winning. Warren Buffett. So he quotes Warren Buffett. He goes on, rise like lions after slumber, in unvanquishable number. Shake your chains to earth like dew, which in sleep has fallen on you. Ye are many, they are few. So V for Vendetta, the image of people marching in mass past the corrupt military and taking down the bankers who were surveilling everyone and propagandizing and the government's running the dominant media. It's the corruption that makes V for Vendetta so powerful because it's telling a true story about oppression on so many levels. It is the bank stealing trillions and robbing the nation. And they haven't even gotten done. We're a year or two behind Ireland and Greece and others. It's just now getting ready to come here. Crime is exploding. I mean, I've got stacks of news here where it's just expanding. Police departments and sheriff's departments are laying off, in some cases, 60% of their deputies are police and announcing they're only going to respond. They're only going to respond to things like shootings, and that they're the rest of the time going to be out there engaged in revenue generation. Well, I discovered that 15 years ago when my car got stolen in Dallas. I discovered that. I had a girlfriend up there as I grew up in Dallas, and I had an old sweetheart I used to go visit. And then my car got stolen a second time, and she lived in a middle-class area. It wasn't even that nice of a car. Stolen twice. Cops wouldn't come. Second time, I guess it happened like 16 years ago, then about a year later, 15 years ago. Maybe been 17 years ago and then 16 years ago. Yeah, I don't think I had a show yet. The point is I'm up in Dallas visiting with her, and they steal my car twice. And the second time, the police said, well, we're not going to help you, and it might show up at an impound yard. And I said, okay, and hung up. Cops show up, arrogantly force their way into the apartment, looking around for, drugs or whatever, and tell me, you don't hang up on 9/11, okay? On 911, you don't hang up. So it's the old joke of like a third world country. Don't call the police for something because they'll end up just shaking you down. We're becoming a third world country. Take the Dallas police. They got caught, 5 years ago, framing thousands of people. They just randomly pull over a nice car, throw a bag of cocaine in the back. On record. Then they got lazy because it was hard to get cocaine out of the evidence locker. They just throw chalk in the back of your car. They took sheetrock and busted it up, and they just take your car, go take your house. And, you know, I was listening to the news yesterday in Austin, and a cop ran a red light, a stop sign, and hit a guy on a motorcycle. And the police were saying, well, motorcycles aren't safe. It's your fault you lost your leg. And the callers were calling in to 590, and Jeff Ward, the local host, was blown away going, you guys are defending the police? And they're like, yes, it's, you know, police can do no wrong. It's like a mental illness or something. When you start saying police can do no wrong, that allows the criminals to take it over. They've turned this government worship into a religion. So the government is completely out of control. And they're getting ready to start laying off most of the state and local government people. And they're going to be going postal. And then the government's going to go in, and, you know, it turned out Richard Poplawski, who shot and killed three cops in Pittsburgh a year and a half ago, he was a Fox News fan, CNN, visited Glenn Beck, was really a Nazi, visited all the big Nazi sites and posted how much he loved them, posted on those sites and my sites how much he hated me within 2 hours of him being arrested after killing three cops at his house, his mommy's house. The Marines trained him how to kill, by the way. I'm not blaming them. That's just, you know, if you want to point the finger, that's the instinct of killing. He thought it was a video game. You know, Pop Goes the Weasel three times in a row. Three men he killed in cold blood who responded to his mommy calling to throw him out because his pit bulls were defecating all over the floor. Spoiled brat. Within 2 hours of him in custody, headline, Alex Jones told him to do it. Alex Jones. And I made 5 newspapers retract, and then we got his quotes. He was a white supremacist who hated me. Doesn't matter to the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL-controlled newspapers in that city. They got into those computers. They found he visited my website, and it was my fault. And they're going to continue to do that. They're going to continue. They're not going to stop. Now, this guy recommended his favorite websites, Media Matters, along with We Are Change, and, you know, and V for Vendetta. It's not Media Matters' fault. It's not We Are Change's fault. It's not V for Vendetta's fault. It's the fault of this overall out-of-control culture that he was domesticated, that he didn't have strong family, that he didn't have people to stick together with. But that wasn't his fault. That's a nature of this advanced civilization that it's turned us basically into like domesticated animals that don't even know how to forage for ourselves. There's some other facets to all of this, too, that I want to hit on. But at the end of the day, the largest point I want to make is that we're sitting on top of a powder keg. And the system, 11 years ago, when they got rid of Glass-Steagall and allowed the trillions of derivatives to be created that are impossible to pay back, on record, the RAND Corporation, when I read the reports on air at the time, they were even in the news, is how I learned about it, saying our society's going to change. Troops are going to be on the street. Our new economy is going to be surveillance. And we're going to have one-child policies. And America is going to implode. And because of economic degradation, we're going to have a totally authoritarian society. And now the middle class, as crime explodes, as the shootings explode, as the problems expand, as people get desperate, they're going to offer Homeland Security and the threat fusion centers, and if you see something, say something that's designed to make you not trust your neighbors even more. We should all be coming together to help each other. We should all be coming together to also politically get together, and instead of going and shooting a cop down the street or shooting somebody at a school board meeting, no, we should be getting together with grand juries and taking back our legislatures and kicking out the electronic voting machines and taking Congress back. Congress now has the lowest approval rating in its history. We should be doing that. We should be taking our system back and pointing out it's the mega central banks that have created a debt black hole and fostered and financed carbon tax moves to fund themselves and shut down the real economy, who have financed all the federalization moves worldwide so they can centralize control. This is the system that we're facing and dealing with. And it's us or them. It's in the IMF World Bank documents that got leaked in 2002. It's in the last chapter in my out-of-print book. It's online at prisonplanet.tv. And what does it say in there? Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank. Suddenly these documents get released. I interview Greg Palast. We cover the documents the BBC got. And they said, in Argentina, in other nations, we implode the economy. We get the countries into derivative debt. We blow it out. Then people start rioting. That further destroys confidence. Then we bring in the military. Then we have a basic dictatorship. And the middle class will, quote, side with the elite because that's how they set it up. And then the middle class themselves are destroyed. This is why Latin America's poor. This is why Africa's poor. This is why Eastern Europe is poor. Because they succumb to this. And now it's happening to us. And we're going into this headlong right now. And the system in the Ministry of Defense report 3 years ago in England, the government Pentagon reports the last 2 years, they go like, oh, jeepers, there's going to be societal collapse. We better set up a martial law control system to counter it. But they openly at the top work for the very bankers and the social engineers who played all this out. And I've been telling you for over a decade exactly what was coming, and now we're going into it headlong, but knowing we can reverse it.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Okay, you know about a month ago, Lindsey Williams revealed who Mr. X was, former head of operations for Atlantic Richfield. He has, unfortunately, died of the cancer. And he's going to be joining us coming up in about 35 minutes. I don't want to get too much into this, but we have a white hat hacker who goes by Winston Smith of federaljack.com. He's associated with that great We Are Change type spinoff down in Florida, also expanding across the country. They do great work. And he's an amazing hacker, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, he has sat there in real time and shut down major websites right in front of me. Like, watch, I'll turn this major website off for 2 minutes now. Just turn it off. Okay, I'll just leave it at that. I probably shouldn't even. Look, the issue here is that he concurs with my analysis of what's going on with Anonymous and the attacks on WikiLeaks, and that it is a government infiltration operation, as they are on the major hacking sites trying to recruit people to attack news outlets, credit card companies, as the pretext to bring in the Homeland Security takeover of the Internet, which they're openly announcing. And this just came in. When I was in England 5 years ago, I was there 3 days before they banned protesting within several miles of Parliament. And the cops came over and said, well, it's going to be banned later in the week. They've passed the law, but it isn't in effect yet. But go ahead and turn your bullhorn off and get out of here. We don't care if it's in the law. We're going to arrest you. And that's in Terror Storm. But Police Mole banning all UK protest. Oh, see, remember it came out a few years ago that the entire parliament is spied on by MI5 and MI6? The parliament is supposedly the government. But you've got the intelligence agencies. You've got the security services. I mean, England is becoming like Venezuela. They announced today that Hugo Chavez is going to rule by decree. What does Obama do? They pass health care, and then he rules by decree and says these 500-plus major businesses are exempt, but everybody else has got to pay it? That goes on long. They'll only be government-approved corporations. That's how royalty always operated. You had to have the seal as an approved operation to have a shipping company or to brew beer or to grow wheat. This is a planned economy. This is what they admit they're building. And look at this article. This is out of Press TV. Police mole banning all UK protests. The British police chief says he's weighing up an option to ask the Home Secretary to enforce a ban on any future protest gatherings altogether across the UK. See, as I said 5 years ago, it's the Parliament area today, all of England tomorrow, the world next week. Tens of thousands of student protesters from universities, colleges, and schools have been marching across England. What comes next? You're going to go to a relocation camp if you protest? Oh, yeah. And what did Kennedy say? Those that make peaceful protesting impossible make violent revolution inevitable? Tens of thousands of student protests from university, colleges, and schools have been marching across England in protest against the huge hikes in tuition fees, together with the scraping and scrapping of educational maintenance allowance and proposed cuts in college funding. Police have arrested 180. And it goes on. The motion was voted on and approved last Thursday. And it goes on. Metropolitan Police Commissioner said banning students from marching was a power he had not ruled out using. We're going to read you his quote. This is in mainstream British newspapers as well.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.